This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress. Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story.
आज दुनिया अनिश्चितताओं से भरी हुई है, लेकिन अनिश्चितताओं से भरे इस दौर में हमारा भारत एक अलग ही लीग में दिख रहा है। भारत आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है। जब दुनिया में स्लोडाउन की बात होती है, तब भारत ग्रोथ की कहानी लिखता है। जब दुनिया में ट्रस्ट की क्राइसिस दिखता है, तब भारत ट्रस्ट का पिलर बन रहा है। जब दुनिया फ्रेगमेंटेशन की तरफ जा रही है, तब भारत ब्रिज बिल्डर बन रहा है।
Mr. Modi further said that for transforming tomorrow, change is firmly rooted in the strong foundation being built today. He mentioned that India's potential has long been untapped, but conventionally underdeveloped sectors like Northeast, villages, Tier 2 and 3 cities, women and youth, blue economy and space sector are now realizing their full potential. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and government has now strengthened. He said that earlier the system was skeptical of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. Dr. Jaishankar also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with them. He added that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. India and the United States have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and renewed their commitment to strengthening multilateral cooperation in the field of countering terrorism, including in the UN, Quad and the Financial Action Task Force, FATF. The two countries held the 21st meeting of the India-USA Joint Working Group, JWG, on Counter-Terrorism, CT, and the Seven Designations Dialogue on December 3rd. The two sides called for additional designations of ISIS and Al-Qaeda's affiliates and Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed and their proxy groups, supporters, sponsors, financiers and backers under the UN 1267 sanctions regime, ensuring their members face a global asset freeze, travel ban and arms embargo. The government has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Minister of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all cancelled or disrupted flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Our correspondent reports that the directive has been issued following a large number of flight cancellations by IndiGo, causing disruption and inconvenience to passengers across the country. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan gave a clarion call to the youth to wake up and work together to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the Sardar at 150 National Padyatra at the Statue of Unity yesterday, the Vice President hailed the youth as the engine for the country's growth, stressing that India's huge young population represents a great national power. India made a strong start at the season-ending ISSF World Cup final in Doha, with Suruchi Singh securing the women's 10-meter air pistol gold and setting a new junior world record. Compatriot Sayam added silver, delivering a commanding opening for the Indian contingent. Suruchi shot 245.1 in the final, surpassing Manu Bhakur's 6-year-old junior world record of 244.7. And that is the end of this news bulletin.